On today's show, heavy truck makers in Europe are showing off platooning technology. Toyota teams with Microsoft to work on mobility, and more details about the revival of the Ford Bronco. All that and more coming right up on Autoline Daily. This is Autoline Daily for April 5th of 2016. Last year, Freightliner became the first company to pilot an autonomous truck on a U.S. highway. And now other heavy-duty truck companies are stepping up their automated efforts. Reuters reports Volkswagen will invest $570 million by the end of the decade to improve technology for platooning trucks. This type of truck platoon is typically a convoy of semi-automated trucks that follow one driven by a human. And to help further along the technology, VW's truck subsidiary, MAN, along with Volvo, Daimler, Iveco, DAF Trucks, and Scania are all participating in the European Truck Platooning Challenge. The companies are demonstrating the technology out on public roads, which culminates with the main event in the Netherlands tomorrow. The companies are collaborating on this because it's estimated that platooning can cut fuel consumption and CO2 emissions by as much as 10%, which would mean huge savings for truck operators. Ford recently created a new business entity to go after mobility services, and now Toyota is doing the same. The automaker will launch Toyota Connected Incorporated and has teamed with Microsoft to expand the company's capabilities in data management and data services development. The business will be based in Plano, Texas, and Toyota's North American Chief Information Officer, Zach Hicks, was named as CEO. As we said with the Ford move, a standalone business unit can act like a startup and react quickly and nimbly to this developing market. And we'll be back with EV news from BYD and Tesla right after this.
Autoline Daily is brought to you by Bridgestone Tires, your journey, our passion. Dow Automotive Systems, breakthrough technologies for lightweight vehicles. Lear, a global leader in automotive seating and electrical systems. And by BorgWarner, feel good about driving.
Chinese company BYD had pretty good success selling EVs in its home country last year. It sold about 58,000 in 2015, but expects to nearly triple that to 150,000 this year. And it just launched two new models called the EV300 and E5 that boast pretty impressive driving ranges of 300 kilometers or about 185 miles. It has also created what it calls an EV ecosystem to offer users a new and exciting experience by combining journey, charging, transportation, and internet together. And to do that, BYD has partnered with an e-commerce company, charging company, ride-sharing company, and an EV news site. Well, Elon Musk, ever the master of stretching out a vehicle reveal, released more information about the Model 3 in a series of tweets. The entry-level EV will also have an all-wheel drive, dual-motor option like the Model S and X, and Musk makes it sound like the interior layout could be much different than what we see today. But as the number of pre-orders shatters the company's expectations, so may the speed at which Tesla runs out of EV tax credits. Remember, as we reported back in February, tax credits start to phase out once a company sells a cumulative 200,000 plug-in vehicles. And with over 90,000 Model S and Xs sold to date, only the first 100,000 or so Model 3 buyers may be eligible for the $7,500 federal rebate. Coming up next, we've got an update on Ford's new Bronco and how the automaker is boosting its presence in South Africa.
For the people at Dow, racing is a sport and a science. We enjoy one and learn from the other. But like most competitive people, we like winning at both. This is the human element at work. Dow.
Last summer, we reported that Ford is going to bring back the Bronco, and now we've got an update. Auto Forecast Solutions reports that the Bronco will be built at Ford's Michigan assembly plant starting in July 2020. Ford will also build a smaller pickup at the plant, and presumably, both vehicles would be built on the same architecture. And Ford desperately needs a B-Class CUV in the U.S. market, and we wonder if this will be it. The Michigan assembly plant currently builds the Ford Focus and C-Max, but Ford is moving production of those vehicles, probably to Mexico. In another Ford news, the company is investing $170 million into its Silverton plant in South Africa to build the all-new Everest SUV. Plants in Thailand, India, and China also produce the Everest, but Ford says with the move, it will be able to make the SUV more readily available and in greater variety of models for customers in South Africa. The investment will also go towards producing the Ford Ranger, which was launched last year and is currently running at maximum capacity. Hey, be sure to join us for Autoline After Hours later this week. Joining John and Gary is Paul Spadafora, the chief engineer of the Cadillac XT5. So to learn more about the development of Cadillac's new crossover, tune in this Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern Time on our website, autoline.tv. That wraps up today's report. Thanks for making Autoline Daily part of your day.